Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Better than last week because I get to do the asking this time. But let's clear up your challenge first, and then we'll get to the other stuff.
I said start with the phrase football game. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell an 8-letter food and a 4-letter type of website. What are the words?
The food is meatloaf, and the website is a blog.
And I hope to read a meatloaf blog sometime in the near future.
I would like to see the intersection of those two things as well. All right, Ian, it's that time of the year again. Specifically, it's our last show of 2015, and that means it's time once again for the annual Any Questions clearance sale, which means we'll look back at some of the categories we did during 2015 and ask some questions we didn't have room for. As always, all sales are final, no returns, no refunds. First up, from show number 181 about Peanuts character names. The 1970 song Woodstock, about the famous music festival, was written by what singer-songwriter, who included it on her third album Ladies of the Canyon and used it as the B-side on the single for her song Big Yellow Taxi?
It's Joni Mitchell.
It is indeed Joni Mitchell, and as the story goes, as most people probably know, Mitchell was not at Woodstock. She wrote the song while watching it.
Because she skipped it to be on Dick Cavett?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. Yes, her manager convinced her to make an appearance on the Dick Cavett show instead.
Whoops.
From show number 187 about back-to-back wins. Between 1983 and 1988, the Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series went to one of two women. Tyne Daly won it 3 times, then Sharon Gless won it 2x, and then Daly won it once more. These 6 consecutive wins comprise the longest winning streak for a single show in this category. For what show did Daly and Gless win the awards?
I have no idea. Tyne Daly's famous for a sitcom, which was what? All I could think of is Tango and Cash. Turner and Hooch.
It's the right format for the title. It's blank and blank, yes.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Rizzoli and Franklin and Bash.
What is it? This is not in my realm of knowledge.
It's funny because just before we came into the studio, I was talking to somebody about how I can always be sure you're not going to know a TV question. And Cagney and Lacey proved it once again.
Of course.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, you know, that's a thing. Right, right. And the bonus fact is those 6 years, they were both nominated all 6 times. From show number 190 about ducks. According to a popular urban legend, a duck's quack doesn't have an echo. Unfortunately, this was first proven false in a 2003 study at the University of Salford in England, and also later that year on the 8th episode of what long-running Discovery Channel series?
Mythbusters.
That is indeed correct. And the reason it doesn't have an echo, supposedly, is because the original quack and the echo have a similar acoustic structure, so really it's just hard to tell where the quack ends and the echo starts.
You could say that of life.
I know, right? That's the most philosophical thing we've said on this show ever. It's hard to tell. Any questions? It's hard to tell where the quack ends and the echo starts. From show number 204 about people with Van in their name. Portrayed by Ralph Fiennes in the 1994 film Quiz Show, Professor Charles Van Doren testified to Congress that he had been given the answers in advance of his appearances on the show 21. Like his poet father Mark Van Doren, Charles taught at what New York University during his tenure on 21?
I think it was at Columbia.
It was indeed at Columbia. And the producers of the movie Quiz Show actually asked Van Doren to be a consultant on the film, but he turned it down.
Hmm.
And finally, from show number 210 about 5-word answers. One competitor in a race starts off with a commanding lead and, feeling confident in his victory, decides to take a nap in the middle of the race. The other competitor overtakes his sleeping rival and crosses the finish line first. This happens in one of the more than 600 of Aesop's fables, and its moral is often summarized as slow and steady wins the race. What is the title of this fable?
The Tortoise and the Hare.
The Tortoise and the Hare is correct. And some people think that it's a little morally ambiguous. Some people say that other possible morals are the more haste, the worse speed, or the race is not to the swift. Well, Ian had a good finish to 2015. He went 4 for 5. He's got a little more TV watching to do. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can use the web to go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Think of a 7-letter word starting with N that names a certain type of ID. reverse this word, that is, read it backwards, and you'll get a word for a person who might ask to see some ID. What are the words? So again, think of a seven-letter word starting with N that names a certain type of ID. Reverse this word, read it backwards, and you'll get a word for a person who might ask to see some ID. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all the best to our listeners out there.
Right back at you. We'll see you next week.